High school hasn't been easy for 19-year-old Michael Turner.
Before I came to Gasvini at Leon High School, you know, it wasn't like that the work was hard, but I got in a lot of trouble.
Michael goes to Leon County's Success Academy at the Gasvini Learning Center. It's a second chance school for kids who have fallen behind or have been expelled, and Michael falls into the first category. He says he was always a good kid, but when he got to high school, things changed. He says he was more into having fun than learning and prone to getting in trouble.
So one time I was in class and I was very hungry, and it was the class right before lunch. So I decided to pull out my snack or whatever. I had a Pop-Tart, and my teacher caught me and sent me up to the discipline office, and I had to sit there for the rest of the class.
Michael says he realized he had fallen behind when he was a junior but had less than half the credits he needed to graduate. So he transferred to the Success Academy and is now back on track. His teacher, Sean Willett, says with a few more classes, Michael could be graduating with a standard high school diploma this summer. But Willett also says others at the school won't be as lucky.
I've been teaching this program now for 18 months, and from our class, we've had about 26 graduate. I would say we have just as many have left the Leon County school system.
In order to get a standard diploma, students have to pass the state's FCAT exams and, of course, test and all of their classes. We take a tour of the school, popping in and out of classrooms. Sometimes it's quiet, kids busy at computers. Other times, the teacher stands at the front of the class conducting a lesson. Some classrooms are a mix, students at computers in the back, the teacher surrounded by a handful of kids at the front.
Right, that sounds like something that we can actually say goes back to one of these questions.
The Success Academy at Gasvini mixes online learning with in-person instruction to help kids get caught up. But not every kid will. Some won't be able to recover the credits they've lost, others can't pass the FCAT or the end-of-course exams, and some will choose to get a GED instead.
We owe our responsibility to every child, and we own every child's progress. And
Principal Joe Pons says his teachers work hard to inspire their students, but at the same time, he acknowledges they can't stop every kid from leaving.
At the end of the day, the only solace, the only positive is to know that you have tried to push every button, that you haven't had a bad day, that you've given your best shot with every child every single day.
The state has several diploma types, but the only one that counts in Florida's graduation rate is the standard diploma. Students who have low GPAs, not enough course credits, or who don't or can't pass the FCAT and end-of-course exams get what are called certificates of completion, which aren't counted. Those who take more than 5 years to graduate also aren't factored into the traditional graduation rate either. Meanwhile, Michael is looking forward to earning his diploma this summer, and he's excited because he's got plans once he finishes high school, and that involves going into the Army.
Because I heard it pays more, for one, and then they have a job that I really like.
What is?
It's like basically working with media and, you know, video cameras. And
more than 140,000 Florida high schoolers will graduate this year, and most will earn a standard diploma. Several thousand will earn special diplomas and GEDs. But of those students who started school 4 years ago, about 9,000 will have left without any kind of credential at all. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.